today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, last week it was a mom being described as a felon, being arrested for protecting her children or child from the assault of Big Pharma, psychiatric drugs, Risperdal, after being damaged by vaccinations, trying to catch up on the supply, so to speak, when she put her kid into school at 13 years of age. This week it's even worse, as a Massachusetts mom is being accused of attempted murder of her son. What was her crime really? Why would a mom be accused of attempted murder? This is serious stuff. Turns out this woman in Massachusetts being charged with attempted murder was doing nothing of the criminal sort, of the criminal kind, anything, but simply protecting her child from dangerous, intoxicating, chemotherapeutic drugs for cancer. And they say that basically by withholding those drugs, she was attempting to murder her child, never acknowledging the fact that most people die of the treatment for their cancer long before they would ever die of the cancer. This is a world gone mad here in the United States. Attempted murder for refusing to use chemotherapeutic drugs on your children. You know, I've covered these stories over the years, and it's greatly upsetting to me that this still goes on. The high level of ignorance and the high level of arrogance coming from our medical institutions and the government that sanctions, licenses, and protects the monopoly that they deliver these drugs on and under. And we see this here in 2011, is it? Are we in 2011? What century are we in? What country are we in that a country, Child Protective Services, rather than going after the drug industry, goes after the mom? Simply because she wants to defend her child from being destroyed by the chemotherapeutic agents. As I said, last week we discussed the reality of being jailed for protecting your children from FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. This week, the government goes madder, charging a mother with attempted murder for refusing to administer toxic chemotherapy to her autistic children. You know, I remember growing up reading the Greek tragedies in school. You know, we actually read the Greek tragedies, and they got nothing on what's happening here in the United States today, attacking parents for protecting their children from death-inducing drugs. It's another classic case of a mom being, well, prosecuted for resisting medication. And I've got links up at the blog at robertscottbell.blogspot.com. And I hope this microphone can contain that which I have to say. I will try not to violate any FCC rules on four-letter words here. Stand by on the button that beeps me out there, Don, because I don't know, man. I just watch what is happening here, and it is beyond shocking. This woman's name is Kristen LaBrie, testifying for the second day at her attempted murder trial, said she mostly followed doctor's orders during the first four phases of treatment for her son, Jeremy Fraser. But then she stopped giving him his cancer medications during the final phase of treatment because she didn't want to make him any sicker. Do you guys remember when I interviewed Abraham Cherix and his mother, Rose, about this? Where he had been given the chemo and it made him so ill that he decided he wouldn't do it again. He would not do it again. And what happened? The courts tried to take him away from his parents. They tried to force him. What are they going to do? Strap him down and inject him with chemotherapeutic drugs? Are we living in Nazi Germany? And a mom can witness the death induction of these drugs and simply says, I can't stomach watching this happen to my child. and then she's taken up on charges of attempted murder? What happened to the oncologists? What about them? Not only the attempted murder, but the actual murder that occurs so often in cancer chemotherapeutic treatments. She said, I really felt that it could out-villainize the disease. The medicine could, because he was very, very fragile. Now, she's a 38-year-old mother of from Salem, Mass., charged with attempted murder, child endangerment, and assault and battery. Now, her son died later at age 9 back in 2009. Again, this is from a few years ago, but this is happening now. And her son was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now, we have seen and we have recorded, we have reported on stories of people that have found ways to heal themselves via natural methods. I've highlighted and spotlighted doctors readily and regularly here on the Robert Scott Bell Show over the years that show the validity and the viability of rejecting chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, but we have a state-sanctioned religion. Yes, we do. In violation of the First Amendment. They say that we violate the First Amendment every time we declare selenium as a cure for cancer, right? Or Laetrile, vitamin B17, curing cancer. That violates the First Amendment according to the, according to what? The bureaucratic oligarchy, the FDA, the FTC. Those are the evildoers, not the parents who are desperately trying to save their children by whatever means necessary, but being trapped in an ugly, horrendous, and horrific system. For reasons I will get into. In fact, I had a great email from Dr. Rote, and she knows. And Catherine, if you want to call in, by the way, I'll give you that number to dial in today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I can't take, by the way, welcome to all my listeners from naturalnews.com. I've not set up to take calls during my weekday show yet. We're working on it still. Bear with us. But on Sunday, live on the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, around the country, all the affiliates that carry us, you can hear me now if you're listening on the web as well. There are no cheap seats. There are no nosebleed seats on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can dial in at 800-259-5791 if you'd like to ask a question, have me answer a question, or maybe you have a comment on this. 800-259-5791. How is it that a mom could be charged with a felony, attempted murder, simply for withholding toxic drugs that are proven to be deadly in healthy people? Yes. Yes, indeed. Toxic chemotherapeutic agents, they can be administered to a healthy person, and a healthy person can die from it. I remember in my childhood learning firsthand about the dangerousness, if you will, of the cancer industry as they killed my grandmother. The medical profession basically killed my grandfather. And in many ways, there's another case that comes to mind. A dear friend of mine whose father died when we were still in high school. You know, I lost my dad a couple of years ago, but his father died. Why? He had cancer, but he died of chemotherapy. Absolutely died of the chemotherapy. It was admitted. It was acknowledged. Why should any parent be accused of a crime for protecting them from the dangers of modern oncology? And I have a letter here, an email letter, and I'm going to get into this now. By the way, Bill Stanton's going to be joining me, nutritional expert, dear friend, over the years, one of my longtime contributors here to the Robert Scott Bell Show. He's up there in Atlanta. Those of you who don't know Bill Stanton, you will learn about him shortly. But I got this email from Catherine, and she says, you know, Robert, that when the USG charged us in ICC with kidnapping our own children back in 2001, 2002, when their daughter Lily was undergoing Swiss-style chemo, that the Swiss intervened and became our guardians throughout her treatment. Bottom line here is that after all is said and done, parents do not own their children. We can and should discuss alternative, complementary, and integrative approaches to cancers and other maladies. However, in the case of children, it is pretty much a moot point until it can be discovered what it is that gives the state in loco parenti authority that trumps parents every single solitary time. That, my friend, is the real question. Thank you, Dr. Catherine. You're right. And I've covered this as well. I've probably been one of the only shows in the nation to cover the issue of jurisdiction when it comes to your children. What the hell, may I say it very frankly and directly, is the government doing stealing your children to force them into medication, force them into vaccinations? Where is the parental authority? Where is the rights of the parents to care for their children until they reach the age of majority and those children can go out on their own and choose for themselves? Where is that ability? And it comes back to legal issues, jurisdiction. I'll be interviewing Jonathan Emord later this week in my daily show on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday through Friday through National News, and many other spectacular guests coming up this week. But where did they get the jurisdiction to steal your children? Have you ever wondered? Because it's all about that. If they didn't have access to your children, this wouldn't even be an issue. They couldn't come in and demand and force that you chemicalize them. I'm making up new words here. To the point of death. And yes, I know it's possible in the game of chemotherapeutic chicken that you can kill the cancer cells before you kill all the mammalian cells. But then you leave the child or adult more susceptible to future disease and immune collapse later. Whereas if we restore integrity to the health of the child or the adult, the cancer cells go back into this state of remission or disappearance because your body's immune system can take care of them. If you replenish the selenium, the sea vegetation, all the things that are missing, whether it be vitamin D or otherwise, you will detoxify this child. And this is not the only child we're going to talk about this hour. Because there's an even, if I can call it a more horrific story, is a wrongly injected toddler. They injected a toddler with Gardasil. Gardasil. A little child. A Hamilton toddler was mistakenly injected with a vaccine to prevent cervical cancer when he was just 6 weeks old, and he's developed a rare form of leukemia. And I've talked about this. Cancer being caused by vaccination, the number one cause that is not acknowledged. It's beyond autism. It's beyond cancer. It's even type 1 diabetes. When we come back, we'll be joined by Bill Stanton. I'll also talk about the jurisdictional issues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to let you know why the hell this is happening, how we can stop it, how we can prevent it and reverse it. The phone number, 800-259-5791. Call me now. Rocking the health world. Say thanks to my sponsors. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on the air.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we'll see if we can get a radiation update a little later on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Right, remember, I told you about the Godzilla thing. It was all because of the concern for radiation. What the heck is going to be coming out of the oceans now as they radiate the planet out of Japan with that disaster? More on that later. We're going to be joined here momentarily by Bill Stanton, my dear friend, and was talking about this woman that is accused of attempted murder for withholding chemotherapy from her son. And this is a tragic story. There's no happy way to look at it, but the issue of jurisdiction is one I cannot overlook. That's what Dr. Catherine's letter to me was, and I agree with her wholeheartedly. How do we stop the assault on our children by the bureaucratic oligarchy, by the medical-industrial complex that has gained control of government, has become the state-sanctioned religion in violation of the First Amendment? Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. They have established modern medicine as the religion, and the sacrament being the vaccinations, of course, the children, and the drugs, that the drug doctors sanctioned by government with licenses, titles of no ability to basically force upon our children. But the question is, where do they get the jurisdiction? Do you own your children? Do you own your own body, for God's sake? And of course, we come back to the issue of birth certificates, the big controversy. What is it? The Donald Trump, where is the birth certificate of Obama? Why do you get a birth certificate is my question. Do you need the government to certify that your child is alive? Do you see your child breathing, smiling, eating, sleeping, pooping, whatever the children do? Do you need evidence? Do they have to stamp their forehead, stamp their foot, take their footprint? And then you dare, stamp them with the number of, a beastly number. In childhood, just so you can get a tax break to prove that they exist for a tax deduction? Where do they get the jurisdiction? You grant them the jurisdiction by giving up those parental rights of authority. And I know this is a hard subject to hit because everybody accepts, oh, you just have to do it. You just have to do it. You just have to. Oh, yeah, we all just have to be slaves. Reject it. Nullify it. Start, again, you're born free if you believe in a creator that has created us. Endowed us with a certain inalienable rights, including the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as property, unless, of course, you're enslaved to a state that says, no, unless we decide to inject your children with toxic medicaments or chemotherapy, because we believe that's the way to deal with this. And that is their religion. It is not mine. It should not be yours. I grant you the freedom to do it. But recognize that if the government can take your children away and do what they're doing to this woman, charge you with attempted murder, then you never owned your children. That should be front and center as far as discussion. I mean, there would be outrage beyond belief if the people are not too intoxicated to show outrage. But there could be a peaceful revolution via the concept of nullification, withdrawing consent. The MLK concept, the Gandhi concept of simply stop giving your power away, stop feeding the beast so that it consumes you and your children, eating out your very substance until your child could end up dead. It's horrific what is happening here. And I struggle to hold tears back when I read these stories because of the ignorance of our people. What was the statement? My children perish for their lack of knowledge. You've read that. Start living that. Start getting that knowledge back in you. Start living differently so that we do not have to read more stories or hear more of these assaults on our integrity, on our family, on our children via toxic chemotherapeutic agents sanctioned by the state. That's what I have to say now or else I'll start cussing. That's why I'm bringing up my good friend, Bill Stanton. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Bill.
Scott, it's so good to be back with you. And let me just say, I can't thank you enough for what you're doing for America. You are the voice of medical truth in America, and I truly appreciate you. And I just want to say this publicly now, how much I respect you for what you've done for all of us. Thank you.
Bill, blessings to you. I appreciate we've been friends for a long time. You know the respect is mutual. Here we are on the Robert Scott Bell Show today covering another horrific outrage story, a criminal act against a woman and children, and not only that, but the assault by vaccination that created a scenario of a rare leukemia, and a child was given the HPV shot. And yet we know, and you know firsthand for many years being on the front lines in the natural products industry, now helping others through what you do, the reversal of cancer it has nothing to do with intoxicating and playing chemotherapeutic or radiological chicken with the human or animal cells.
Well, absolutely not. And the fact of the matter is that there are many different ways to both prevent and cure cancers. And all this information has been suppressed ever since the medical establishment developed chemo and developed this monopoly and has just categorically prevented any knowledge whatsoever, any research whatsoever, any information whatsoever to come out on alternative ways to prevent and cure cancer. It's just rotten that, you know, even in the year 2011, that, you know, we have so much anecdotal information, we have so much truthful information about how people out in the community are curing their cancers without drugs, without chemo and radiation, and yet all this information is still being suppressed by the AMA, the medical establishment, and the NIH. It's horrendous.
Yeah, now I have a story linked up in the blog today, robertscottbell.blogspot.com, and it relates back to the Alliance for Natural Health, nh-usa.org, and they're talking about a new act, the Free Speech About Science Act, H.R. 1364, which would change FDA regulations so that legitimate peer-reviewed scientific studies can be referenced without changing the food's regulatory category. In other words, if we know that something containing high quantities of selenium can reverse cancer in a food, and we say, hey, that food can help you reverse your cancer, somehow that becomes an unapproved new drug, you become criminalized for selling that in context with the statement. And, of course, that's a fundamental violation of freedom of speech, but we've tolerated it for so long. Now they're trying their level best to maybe roll that back.
Well, the whole concept of what you just said is totally absurd and is totally anti-constitutional, but it's just more efforts by the politics of medicine to suppress the truth and to suppress people's personal rights to take care of themselves at home without doctors, without the medical establishment, and without having to pay them these outrageous, unbelievable prices that they're charging, especially for cancer treatment. It's the most unconstitutional thing I can imagine, especially when you consider the fact that, you know, food is medicine and medicine is food. There is no difference. And all of that's been so completely suppressed by Big Pharma and Big AMA and the cause of capitalistic medicine. It's unconstitutional. It's immoral. It's what it really is.
Well, Bill, how many people have you seen over the years that have come to you after having been assaulted by the chemotherapeutic docs, and you struggle like mad just to keep them alive, much less restore their health?
Well, I've seen, you know, probably hundreds of people. Usually it's after the fact. They've already been on chemo and radiation. Most of them it's been unsuccessful. They've been sick. They've had all kinds of side effects. They finally see the light and they say, you know, I'm never going to take any more chemo. I'm through with it. I've got to find another way. I know there's another way. And there's thousands and tens of thousands of these people out there. You know, people may start out with...
Stand by, Bill. Stand by, Bill. We're going to come back from this break, discuss more openly that which the government does not want you to know about cures for cancer that we have here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Rocking the health world with my good friend Bill Stanton, coming back after this.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin position strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, my apologies to any sheeple out there. This show is probably shocking you. But then again, you wake up and you're no longer a sheeple, so that's good. I'm glad you're here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with me. My dear friend Bill Stanton continues this hour as we discuss some more atrocities and outrages by government-sanctioned medicine, creating a holocaust on the planet. It's not just here in the U.S. The story out of New Zealand where they injected accidentally, oops, a little infant, a toddler, I mean, I don't know, was it a toddler? No, it was weeks old, with the HPV shot. The medical authorities, let's get this, Bill. They said, we can assure you that there will be no side effects, you know, to inject. Have they ever tested injecting an infant with GSK's or Merck's Gardasil or Cervarix? Never. But they just make these blanket statements as if they have the force of science. And then when we talk science and nutrition, they say, oh, there's no science behind it. These people are deranged.
Well, and you know, I was in listening to your intro. There's no question in my mind that what you're describing is the new age United States government Gestapo that's forcing parents to give their children chemo against their will. This is the most outrageous thing that's ever happened in the United States, as far as I'm concerned. Taking children away for the purpose of giving them these dangerous medical treatments. It's truly unbelievable this has happened in America, because we're supposed to be free in America, but there's no such thing as freedom when the medical establishment has taken over the government and forces us to take these dangerous poisons and give these dangerous poisons to your children. It's beyond belief.
Well, Bill, we've acquiesced or given up on our birthright, as I mentioned earlier in today's show, and I think this is why we have to go back to that concept, because we can't tolerate this. I can't tolerate these kids being assaulted in this way. It's devastating for the moms, the parents that have to go through this, but it should hurt everybody that this is going on. You know, it's like warfare. It isn't even about bombing Libya. That's bad enough. It's about bombing our own children with the state-sanctioned drugs and vaccines of let's just say it like it is, Nazi medicine at this point. We know that cancer is caused by toxins, by deficiencies and a combination thereof, and stress over generations. The health is declining as we're seeing younger and younger kids with cancer. This is not a random act of God. This is man's ignorance and arrogance, mm-hmm. and then assaulting them with the monopoly of the treatment, whereas the natural methods are like tossed aside as quackery, where the real quackery is coming from the so-called pseudoscience of oncology.
And, you know, there's a hush in the medical establishment, not just about vaccines, because so many doctors are opposed to vaccines, but there was a poll done on 116 medical doctors a few years ago that found that about 75% of them, upon asked, stated that they would not use chemo for themselves or their family. Now, what does that tell everybody? You know, when the majority of medical doctors refuse chemo themselves, do they know something that we don't?
Well, exactly. And you know, you've helped some of these doctors. I've helped some of these doctors when they've been ill. And, you know, why aren't they going to their chemo buddies? Because they know better. And when do we wake up and know better and stop allowing the state to force these things on us or our children? Again, coming back, where do they get jurisdiction? Do you own your body? Do you own your children? Or do you have control over them until they're of the age of majority? Or it looks like, as I said, the moment they're born and stamped with whatever number that they're done on their forehead or their foot or their certificate, that the state assumes control. They kind of lend them to you until, well, we didn't like that you didn't give them XYZ drugs, so we're going to take them away from you.
And, you know, there's another issue here, too. If you look at the price of these newer chemo drugs, for example, Herceptin, because so many women are being prescribed Herceptin, do you realize that, you know, that is $60,000 to $80,000 a year for that drug? Mm. And most of the newer chemo drugs are pushing $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, and $100,000 a year. Who can afford that? I mean, it's absolutely insane that, you know, they're forcing drugs on you that are so outrageously expensive.
Well, they're accelerating the bankruptcy, and of course, that's where we get the state-sanctioned medicine. It strengthens its stranglehold, but not here, not now, not ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got more discussion to go with my dear friend Bill Stanton about this cancer issue. We'll talk some more solutions after this break. The phone number, 800-259-5791. Call now. We'll be right back.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, rocking the health world here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Robert Scott Bell rocking it with my good friend Bill Stanton. And we're talking about the assault on humans, children and parents by the medical industrial complex, which is only made possible by the government complex that grows and grows and grows, even with the reduction of $38 billion, less than one week, in fact, of reduction in reality, because the debt grows faster by the week than $38 billion. So they bought a few days, but of course the collapse is imminent now at this point. They don't look like they're willing to do what it takes to get well. And that's the point of chemotherapy. Are we just going to inject everybody with chemotherapy and pretend none of this is happening? There is no reality. Bill Stanton, chemotherapy even is stopping. You know, whatever success they may claim, there's resistance just like with antibiotics.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that's one of the major problems with chemo, because after a while, the patient becomes resistant to the drug and it's no longer killing any cancer cells anyway. People don't necessarily understand what is chemo. By definition, it's a very dangerous cytotoxic poison that poisons cancer cells. So for that reason, it may be good, but it poisons your entire body. It poisons your brain. There's a new word used for breast cancer women who have gone through the treatments called chemo brain. You know, they're losing their ability to think, to memorize, to short-term memory, all of these things. There's so many massive side effects from these poisons that nobody's really talking about. What about when you force these types of dangerous toxins on children, when really all they're doing is throwing it up on the wall, because they really don't know if this chemo or that chemo is going to be capable of being detoxified by that person or that child's detox system in the first place. It can be extremely dangerous, you know, right out of the blocks, because they don't really know if the liver has the detox capacity to even detoxify these drugs.
Well, I mean, it seems to be, you know, you've got these so-called smart people with high learned degrees, I call them degrees, that are not seeing things clearly, like you said, the liver. my goodness, everything they do assaults and intoxicates the liver, the basic excretory starting point of the body, if you will. Then, of course, they look to the lymphatic system and they say, oh my gosh, we find cancer in the lymph. What do they do? Start removing lymph nodes, chemo radiating the lymph. The lymph is the drainage canal. It's trying to, it's part of the detox system. And it's not the cause of the cancer anyway, any more than removing a woman's breast just because they've had family breast cancer, sisters, moms, aunts, whatever. They say the breast is the cause of cancer. If we can only remove your breast before you have cancer, you'll prevent the cancer. I mean, this is the kind of insanity that passes for science.
Yeah, I just saw a woman with breast cancer who had been advised by her first surgeon to just go ahead and have both her breasts cut off. And she became outraged and fired her surgeon, saying, you know, it'll be a cold day before I ever do something like that. That's irresponsible, and that's not what I want to do. There's so many options for people that it's unbelievable. Bill Henderson has just written a book, How to Cure Almost Any Cancer for $5.15 a Day. Have you seen that?
I have not. I've heard about that book. Maybe you can reveal something in it if you know already.
Well, you know, he's interviewed several thousand people with cancer who have cured their cancer at home, and he found that the Dr. Budwig diet, which is blending cottage cheese and flax oil in a blender and taking a few ounces of it daily, he found was the number one cancer cure that people out there are using that actually is working dramatically, just like it had been said that Dr. Budwig in Germany had induced the cure of probably 1,000 people just using that simple at-home regimen, and it really literally does kill cancer out of your body without doing any damage whatsoever to the rest of your body. And
yeah,
it's totally natural. And
It's very cheap. I've talked to many people that have been successful with the Budwig protocol. Of course, we know the Gerson therapy. My dear friend Dr. Nick Gonzalez utilizes a lot of detoxification pathway techniques, including the organic coffee enemas that we bring up from time to time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I always increase selenium to very high levels via whole food sources so I don't risk toxicity and do very well with that. Other things that we've seen, again, always it seemingly whatever the oncologists do is opposite what they do in order to get success.
Well, and you know, you don't get any advice, generally speaking, from oncology for anything other than the drugs themselves, especially when it comes to diet or any ability of diet to help or to augment the cancer. And I find that to be totally outrageous because, you know, it's been known for centuries that there's healing to be had in natural food. And what they should be doing is sending everybody down to the grocery store.
And a health food store, getting the organic food. We're going to talk more about those healing protocols and substances after the break here. One more segment with, Bill Stanton, my dear friend, rocketed on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 800-259-5791 if you want to call up. We got an hour in addition to that next.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
All right, what stimulated the discussion today? Of course, the assault on moms and their kids. The mom admitted, admits to withholding cancer meds from son and then accused of attempted murder for not wanting to kill her child via chemotherapy. Wrongly injected toddler fighting leukemia, a vaccine-induced disease. The cancers, the type 1 diabetes, on and on and on. And here we are talking some rational sense and sanity with my good friend Bill Stanton. And when we talk about undoing the damage of modern medicine, pharmacology as such, we have to come back to the concept of detoxification, do we not?
Well, you do, because in the first place, people with cancer are never really given any details by oncology on what are the underlying causes of their cancer or what are the operational forces still in their body that are creating new cancer cells all along. And there's been an adequate amount of research over the last few decades that shows that that the chemical explosion and all the chemicals in our bodies, the CDC has proven that the average American has 147 fat-soluble chemicals in their body fat. These are all carcinogens. They're all working in tandem with each other. They have to be detoxified out of the system. And if you don't detoxify the person, and not only that, Max Gerson, remember he said that when you kill cancer cells, you're creating enough toxicity to kill yourself on its own. Chemo yeah. is killing a lot of cancer cells, but they're not detoxifying anybody, and they're just getting sicker and sicker and more toxic, and they have to be detoxified, and nobody knows. And that's a critical aspect of cancer. I believe that killing cancer is probably half the battle, but detoxifying what's left over, the die-out, the mm-hmm. die-off, is just as critically important, and nobody's doing any detox in allopathic medicine. And this is a critical issue.
Remember, the whole idea is, how do they measure success? A lot of times it's like, well, did your tumor shrink? And that may not even have anything to do with the real things going on outside and beyond the tumor that's visible.
Well, frankly, it doesn't have anything to do with anything anyway, because they already know that shrinking tumors looks good and sounds good to the patient, but it has nothing to do with cancer mortality. They're still dying at the same rate, no matter how much they shrink the tumors, and that's a known fact in medicine. So it's smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, exactly. So we got detoxification protocols being a number one. If your oncologist is not bringing them up with you, run like hell. Get out of the oncologist's office. Find another doc that can counsel you appropriately on not only detoxifying your body, but giving the nutrients that have been long have disappeared from your body because of the assault. Let's face it. You get assaulted by toxins from food, water, and air today without even knowing it. That depletes key nutrients and minerals like selenium that protect you, that are critical for functions in the body of detoxification. And if you're not replenishing that, again, and here we got another nonsense issue with oncologists, is that they're promoting chemotherapy, and not only the toxins of that, you've just brought up, as brilliant as you are, Bill, the fact that the cancer cells, when they die, also spew out toxic components, and that doubles it, makes it even worse. Now we've got to say, how do we replenish that body Not only detox, but how do we replace? And they say don't take any antioxidants during chemo. And remember that the cancer cells don't really have antioxidant defense mechanisms the same way your mammalian cells do. So they're sentencing your cells and you to death by telling you this.
Well, that's exactly right. The standard cancer patient is given no information on diet, and most of them are still eating the same diet that created their cancer, and they have multiple and sometimes massive nutritional deficiencies. You talk a lot about selenium. I've personally been taking selenium supplementally for 30 years every single day. It's one of the most powerful preventers of cancer, but people with cancer have multiple nutritional deficiencies, and these nutritional deficiencies impact directly on the ability of that person to control their own cancer. And nobody's getting any of this information either. Nutrition and diet has been totally suppressed in the interest of the mega monopoly of chemo drugs, and you and I both know that, and it's all about the money. And people claim that they understand this all about the money, but too many people are still like sheeple following along blindly to get these chemos when there's so many viable options that are literally pennies on the dollar that are safe and effective and don't require any toxicity whatsoever. So.
Well, we come full circle, Bill, with this, then back to the beginning of the outrage is very real, and it hits me in the gut and emotionally causes me to rile up, no doubt. But at the same time, we can continue to blame and curse the oncologists, which is not our point here. I mean, it's bad enough that they're intelligent and do that. But the reality is we have tolerated it for too long. We have believed their lies as if they were magicians and pretending to be the Wizards of Oz or wherever. And it is up to us to say no more. I don't choose to partake in this.
Scott, in the year 2011, you would think that the people of America know this by now, that in general, cancer chemotherapy has been an abject failure. That's the bottom line. You know, there have to be other, now more effective options than continuing to pay this outrageous price to get poisoned. And when are people going to, in America, change has to come from the bottom up, not from the top down. They're never going to change what they're doing. There's too much money involved. The people of America, they have to reject it and say, I want something safer and better, or else I'm not cooperating with you.
Yeah, well, look at the issue of cancer. And the wild animals understand that fasting is one of the most powerful ways to heal, because you're starving the beast, the cancer. And in many ways, we have to come to that same conclusion out here. The political system is so corrupt, it is a cancer, and it is destroying all of us by our very participation in it. It utilizes our energy and our money against us. Are we obligated not only to enslave ourselves, but to kill ourselves? This is a slow suicide that's happening in the American Republic. And the fact that they came to some budget agreement to reduce less than 1 week's deficit build, debt build, that's beyond insanity. These people cannot be trusted.
Well, you just said a mouthful, I believe, in finishing up our discussion, that the real cancer is in the establishment itself and everything they're doing to create cancer.
Yeah. Bill, how can people learn more about you, those that want to visit Atlanta and see you for help, whatever they want to do? How do they reach you?
Well, I can be reached at 678-344-7338 here in Atlanta area.
I'm going to repeat that for those that want to come to Atlanta to see my good friend Bill Stanton, 678-344-7338. God bless you, Bill. Great friend over the years and continuing to bring it. You got game when it comes to healing, and I always love having you on board.
Thanks for inviting me, Scott. I've enjoyed it.
All right, love to the whole family. Love to all of you out there. Vitamin L. We can't give away enough vitamin L here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to do some more. Next hour, we'll have a Japan update as well. We're going to talk about Roundup Ready cancer causes or crop aids, but you got to be with me. In the meantime, until after the news, I'm just reminding you here that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.